We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Beaver Sports Podcast, brought to you by Oregon State Credit Union, serving Western and Central Oregon. Visit OregonStateCU.com. Jersey Mike's, be a sub above. And by the Heat Pump Store, your local ductless heating and cooling experts. Join the ductless revolution. Here are your hosts, Mike Parker and John Warren.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to of the Beaver Sports Podcast, powered by Learfield. I'm John Warren, along with Mike Parker. You know, Mike, there was a bye week, which kind of was nice to get a little bit of a break. The coaches got to scatter and go recruit. Coach Anderson seemed refreshed and in better spirits on Monday, even though that, you know, the times are a little difficult right now, but they're getting ready. Daryl Gerritsen will be ready, and Washington, of course, this weekend for getting back on track with football. However, baseball is in the news this week with fall ball. Pat Casey, the program, getting out there, and of course they're playing some baseball. But I want to just throw out a number: word association, 56-6. That'll be something that 25 years from now, people will you just say 56-6.
Everybody will know that's baseball 2017, the best record in 33 years. We're going to hear from Pat Casey on this edition of the Beaver Sports Podcast about that remarkable achievement. And he's a realist enough to know, even if he feels like he might have a better team than he had last year, probably will never see that kind of record again. But before we get to the 2018 Beavers, and you're right, Johnny, the fall ball is going on. A scrimmage Saturday afternoon before the football game at 5, a chance for Beaver Nation on the way to the big game with the Huskies to stop in at Goss Stadium at Coleman Field, bring some donations that the players want to have set up for relief from the hurricane-ravaged areas. The baseball players getting behind that effort. So if you're on your way to the ballpark and to Reser on Saturday, stop by the ballpark and leave those donations with the Oregon State baseball program, who will steward them properly. One of the things that, you know, we have noticed when you say it's all about baseball, how about Matthew Boyd recently, a.k.a. Matty Boyd?
Got to get that right.
Exactly. Throwing a one-hitter against the Chicago White Sox.
And the
recently.
Worst way for a one-hitter to happen to you, I mean, it's all great in hindsight, but the last out of the ball game was a double.
One out away from only the eighth no-hitter in Tigers history. And the Tigers have been around a long time. Matty Boyd got very close. It's been quite a summer for Matt and his family. He and his wife, Ashley, were blessed with the birth of their first child on July 27th. So about 2 months ago, two-month-old Mira Joy Boyd, born to Matthew and Ashley. But Matt had been sent back to Toledo in late May, early June. The AAA affiliate worked on tweaking his delivery with various pitching coaches within the Tigers organization to get himself back to the big leagues and back on track. But Matthew shared with us for purposes of the Beaver Sports Podcast, those guys have been very helpful in the Tigers organization to him, but how much does he lean upon his old pitching coach at Oregon State? Does he stay in touch with Nate Yeske?
Always, yeah, always. I definitely go back to him all the time, and he's a huge help, you know. It's we're always when he has something for me, it's always just like an open line of communication. He'll let me know. He'll shoot me a text or call me, and vice versa. You know, if I ever have a question for him, and you know, he's ever since I showed up to Oregon State, you know, and this goes for all the coaches there, they've kind of been second dads to me. That's just how close I am with all of them, and I'm so grateful and that they continue to help me, even, you know, where I'm at today. And you know, I don't see that changing, you know, for the rest of my career, much less life. You know, I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for them in my life and the impact they've had on my life and my career.
Did you get to see or visit with Jace Fry at all when your paths crossed? How about that for Jace to get called up?
I was excited. You know, he's I was in there in the tunnel at Detroit last week, and it was, yeah, it was actually before. I guess it would have been before the no hitter. Mm-hmm. I was getting my haircut, and you know, Sox were in town, and we got a guy that had really taken me under his wing last year, Mike Pelfrey, and he was walking in with Jace and just razzling Jace for having, he said, the worst hair in the league until he got it cut. He had a bad haircut going when he debuted, and this is I'm happy for him. I'm happy for Jace. I'm happy that he got the call. You know, he's had to persevere through a lot of adversity since he showed up at Oregon State. So the surgeries and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But man, he's talented, and you know, he's going to do well up here. He's I'm really happy for him.
It has been such a delight to follow these guys leaving Oregon State and make it to the big leagues. Jace, Andrew Moore, of course, Michael Conforto, Jacoby Ellsbury, Darwin Barney.
The list goes on.
It's a long list, Johnny.
Yeah. No, it's fantastic. In fact, we went on in this conversation with Matt to just ask, what is it about the program, the culture that Pat has built along with Bales and Coach Yeske and Jenkins that affords guys the base, the foundation, if you will, to go on and succeed at the next level.
You put aside that they prepare you on the skill side, that you're prepared. I mean, you're prepared to how to call a game. You're prepared to, you know, I mean, mechanically sound. Prepared to know how to combat those types of things. The biggest thing that all of them preach is competition, and that's what I mean. No one ever has a free ride at Oregon State. You know, no one. Doesn't matter if you're the number one prospect or the walk-on from, you know, Ashland, Oregon or whatever, right? You're going to get it like Sam was. You're going to get an opportunity. If you compete and you outwork the other guy, you're going to get a chance to play. And that's, I mean, okay, you put it in a microcosm of Oregon State and, you know, competition breeds success, right? You're doing that and you got five starters fighting in the fall for three spots, right? And everyone, then you got the guys on the other side of the field fighting to start, you know, in the lineup, and that builds, and that transfers over to the weight room, and it transfers over to your conditioning and in the classroom and even off the field. I mean, you compete with everything, and that's kind of the Oregon State culture. When you get into pro ball, and it's either perform or die. I mean, it's natural. It's like, okay, here we go. Give me the ball. Let's go. When you're in the minor leagues, and that's what you got to do is just perform. Outperform the next guy. You got to just outperform and outperform yourself, right? And compete, win at all costs down there, and, you know, try to get your team to win. And I think that's why you're seeing all these Oregon State guys starting to get to the top level is you know, everybody gets out there and they want to compete. And that's what you did for 3-4 years of college. And you get out here and you just pick up where you left off. You know, it's ingrained. You don't have to learn that. It's in your blood. And, you know, I'm so grateful for that. I'm so grateful for that more than anything.
Well, I think Matt's going to be have a great career, and there are others in the major leagues right now that are there because of Pat Casey, and will continue to do so. And you know, it's because of Pat Casey.
It really is, John. Just an incredible coach, an amazing coach, and in light of some of the things that Matt Boyd had to say, and just the great September that he's had, just to give you a little sense of it, his ERA in the month of September 1.99.
Nice,
and he has one more start against the Minnesota Twins Friday at Target Field, his last start of the season.
He answered that near no-hitter with another solid outing.
6 2/3, one earned run against the Minnesota Twins, and he gets one more start against Minnesota. So it's been a great finish for Matt Boyd, and we've delighted in watching the former Beavers get to the big leagues and have tremendous moments. None of that is lost upon the great head coach who prepares these guys so well. And we asked Pat just how much does he follow these guys as they move on?
Well, a lot more than they probably know. Mm-hmm. That's the time you really feel a sense of pride in having the opportunity to coach those young men. And just so many things. There's, you know, if you think of all the big leaguers and the distractions they have, and the time they have to put in and the places they have to go and the obligations they have. And those guys, almost to a man, will respond immediately back to you if you text them or ask them something or talk about things. I can't tell you anything that I feel better about than what Oregon State baseball means to a kid that played here and goes on to have success, because that represents us all. That's our weight guy. That's our trainer. That's our managers. That's our coaches. That's our other players. That part for me is off the chart. And I'll be honest with you, you know, maybe 15, 20 years, you don't think about things like that. You know, you're thinking about how do we get this thing to where we want to go. And so those things are really neat. I'm at an age and a time in my career where I really enjoy them a lot more. You know, like I said, it's nice that you have guys that want to, come back, and they want to be around the guys, and they want to shoot them texts, and they want to see them succeed. And there's a sense of pride of being from Oregon State University. And I run into fans or boosters or every summer that'll text me or call me and say, "Case, I was at Shea Stadium. It's not Shea anymore. I know it's City, City something field." And it's, or I was up at Safeco. And God, every time if somebody sees an Oregon State guy, they come up, they shake my hand, they sign a ball. "Hey, I saw Darwin Barney in the airport, and he had, you know, go Beavs." And, you know, that kind of stuff is important to me. You know, when you see guys out, three or four guys or a family. I got a deal this year where somebody went and saw the New York series, and they said, "We're Oregon State alumni. You don't know us." And they took a picture of them with their kid, and they were getting a photo with Ellsbury. And, you know, heck, it's got pretty big, you know, and that's pretty cool. And we kind of sit here in this little dot on the West Coast, and we're kind of left alone from the the mass media of, you know, Los Angeles or Chicago or, you know, something like that. And these guys get out in that big old world, and Oregon State's as big to them as the White House. So, you know, I just think the world of those guys. I'm appreciative. I'm thankful. I'm blessed. And that's truly how I feel. I think that I'm happy that I haven't roamed and I've stayed in the same spot to be part of that. And, I know the next guy, that'll be something that'll be important to him. That'll be something that he sees as very, very important. We got to maintain and sustain what it means to be an Oregon State baseball player. And it means more than just winning baseball games. And it means, you know, who we are and who we become and how we influence somebody else's life. And that's those things inspire me. It inspires me to know that people like Matt Boyd will be out doing the right things in the community, the right things, representing us, and yet he'll still have that Oregon State baseball shirt on when he's doing an interview. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, so it's just really neat to be part of that. I honestly someday want to sit down and take the time to reflect on, you know, some of the great things that have happened for me from them. And you know, that'll be maybe a difficult time for me in my life, but I also think it'll be a good time. And I think that, you know, shoot, anybody that would have got called in August of 94 would have taken that job and done a great job. I just happened to be the lucky one that got the opportunity.
Hey, Pat, last thing, and we'll close on a thought. That's beautifully stated in the foundational things and of what Oregon State baseball has been all about. You do have a scrimmage tonight. Fans can come out and watch in a beautiful evening. In a nutshell, I mean, I know this is a big subject, but what do you like about your club? When you look at your club coming back after that incredible year last year, I still can't get my mind around 56-6. I mean, that's incredible to me. But now you've got a new club back, a lot of those same guys back. What kind of club do you feel like you might have again going into 2018?
Well, if you look at all the people that were here last year, you want to think you're going to be pretty good. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think, you know, complacency is the first step towards complete disaster. So, you know, that's my job, is to make sure that nobody's satisfied with what happened last year. Now, that is a fine line to walk, because I will probably never see a team in college baseball play 62 games and win 56. And so, how do you relate to them? We want to be better, but also understand that you're probably never going to have that same record. That's the thing that myself and Nick and Caden and Nate and Jenks and everybody else collectively have to make sure that we understand and how we navigate that with motivating them to become a better team. You know, you're not going to. I think we make mistakes as coaches trying to replace people when you just have to replace a hole with some other strength. And we're not going to probably get 10 home runs and 55 ribbies and a .325 hit at first base every year. And so how do you become a better team? And that's what we have to figure out. What area of the game do we have to improve to offset those numbers we may not get there? And I like our pitching staff's depth in the middle. I think we'll actually have better depth in the middle if we're healthy. The Raz thing was very, very difficult, very, very unfortunate for him. Jake Thompson, 14-game winner. You know, you're probably not going to get another guy to step in and win 14 games. So what area of the game are we going to get better? How are we going to get better? And that's kind of how we practice, or we're supposed to be practicing. Like I said, they misread the schedule the other day. It said practice. They said, and they read day off. So they got that mixed up. I got to get their schedule fixed for them today. So like our guys, I just can't tell you enough about how much I like the way they play the game, you know, and you guys witnessed that last year. A lot of those guys are back, and a combination of guys, you know, you take a walk-on guy like Jack Anderson, and you take a high-profile guy like Nick Magical, and the blend they have and what they mean to the team are, very, very evident that we have all walks from all different areas that can contribute if you buy into what we're doing. And so we need to get a few guys that are new, and they don't have to necessarily be new to the program, maybe just new this year, maybe somebody that redshirted, and maybe somebody that is a freshman, or maybe somebody that didn't play last year that has to become a bigger contributor and we're forced to get what we want to get. Because ultimately, it doesn't matter if you're 56-6. It's who's standing at the end of the year. So we're gonna get in there and make sure that we all understand that, and we're gonna become the best club I hope that we can become.
Well, the last couple of weeks, John, it's been kind of fun to look at one of the great programs at Oregon State, the national championship teams going into the State Hall of Fame. Matthew Boyd, a one-hitter, Pat Casey preparing his club for 2018. Exciting times, to be sure. We've got a big weekend there. You can catch a little baseball. I'm excited about Beaver football on Saturday.
Beaver football is back. One of the first of two byes are now in the books. I think people are refreshed. I know I am. Coach Anderson seemed to be. So that's coming up this weekend, 5 o'clock, of course, from Research Stadium. There will be another bye in after three more games. So, and the start time was announced earlier this week of that USC game in the Coliseum, a 1 o'clock kickoff, of course, right here on the network.
That's going to do it for this edition. Thanks for joining us. This has been the Beaver Sports Podcast, powered by Learfield. See you again next week. So long, everybody.
This has been the Beaver Sports Podcast, brought to you by Oregon State Credit Union, serving Western and Central Oregon. Visit OregonStateCU.com. Jersey Mike's, be a sub above. And by the Heat Pump Store, your local ductless heating and cooling experts. Join the ductless revolution. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation.